37 states, including Georgia, do not recognize same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court decision does nothing to change that. That's why Lambda Legal, a national lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights group, is focusing resources on individual states. Kevin Cathcart is Lambda's executive director.
We really need to win more states, state by state, one at a time. Then I believe we'll be in a better position before a future court to resolve the question for the entire country.
Cathcart says the U.S. Supreme Court will probably have to decide the marriage equality question once and for all. Until then, it's unlikely state lawmakers will move to change Georgia's 2004 constitutional amendment that outlaws same-sex marriage. Democrat Carla Drenner represents Avondale Estates in the Georgia House and was the first openly gay member of the General Assembly. She says she has no plans to challenge Georgia's current law. She just hopes the decision doesn't create backlash.
The only thing that gay people want is equal treatment and equal rights and to be respected. And so I'm hoping that my colleagues feel the same way.
For former Atlanta City Council President Kathy Woolard, the ruling is bittersweet. While the Supreme Court validated some same-sex marriages, it allowed Georgia to continue to ignore her relationship.
Right now, we can't even get a vote on a very limited employment bill in the General Assembly, much less even trying to put the question before the General Assembly to allow a reconsideration on the ballot. So for Georgia folks, it's very frustrating, it's disappointing, and again, it's quite personal.
The Supreme Court's decision takes effect in 25 days. In that span, we'll learn more about what the decision does and doesn't do for same-sex couples legally married elsewhere but now living in Georgia. But because the federal government typically defers to the state when it comes to determining if a marriage is valid, legal experts caution gays and lesbians in Georgia not to get too excited just yet. Jim Burris, WABE News.